of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. So hello everybody, good morning to those who are here and to those who are watching at home. Probably a word of explanation might be helpful. Where is Matthew and why is this woman stood there? My name is Rosemary, I'm Rosemary Hayes, and I'm a retired priest who's come to live within your parish, and it's a great privilege to be able to come and to be with you and share this service with you this morning. The last place that I was, you may remember me, may have seen me before, was at Kippax and Allerton Bywater and Swillington. Or those of you with incredibly good memories may remember me many moons ago at Manston Church, where I did my first curacy. So it's lovely to be here with you today. And the first thing to do, and I'm not going to forget it, is to publish some bans of marriage. I publish the bans of marriage between Abraham, Patrick, Mwamza, Mwumbi, Bawala, and Claire Louise Pugh, both of this parish, and between Neil Graham Atkinson and Sharon Dunleavy, also both of this parish. These are for the third time of asking. If any of you know any reason in law why they may not marry each other, then you are to declare it. So our thoughts and prayers are with both of those couples as they prepare for their wedding day.
The Spirit of the Lord fills the world and knows our every word and deed. Let us then open ourselves to the Lord and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Christ came in humility to share our lives. Forgive our pride. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ came with good news for all people. Forgive our silence. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ came in love to a world of suffering. Forgive our self-centeredness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The almighty and merciful Lord, grant you pardon and forgiveness of your sins. Time for amendment of life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion. Nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision, by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at the time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in the place of two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death the hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles returned from their mission. They gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. And as he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Later on, when they had crossed over the lake again, they came to a land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary had had an exhausting week. She was on her last legs. She'd been up late every night writing a report for work, and so was trying to squeeze the preparation for Sunday school into last thing Saturday evening. You know what it's like. You'll have been there. She just picked up her pen when the doorbell rang. Through the window, she could see her neighbour standing there in tears. What emotions did Mary feel? Compassion for her friend or irritation at the interruption? How would we feel? No, really, how would you feel? I think if I'm being truthful, my first reaction would be, oh no, what does she want now? But perhaps, hopefully, I might have mellowed a little when I saw the tears. Jesus, too, led a hectic life, facing constant pressure from others and the interruption to his plans. How did he cope? Today's gospel reading gives us some insight. The disciples, too, had been very busy. They'd been going from village to village, preaching, healing, and casting out demons, it says in St. Mark. And they were keen to tell Jesus all about it, all that they had done. Jesus, however, was concerned that after such work, they would be tired. So he decided that they should escape the crowds, taking a boat across the Sea of Galilee to a peaceful place. What happened next shows the constant pressure that Jesus faced. People guessed where he would be heading, and they ran around the perimeter of the lake, managing to reach this place before the boat. Imagine the disciples' feelings. They were looking forward to a well-deserved break, only to be greeted by a vast, expectant throng. The disciples' irritation may be reflected in their later request for Jesus to send the crowd away. He didn't send them away, of course. Jesus' response to the disruption of his plans was not annoyance, but compassion. In fact, the Greek word for compassion is the same as bowel or gut. It suggests a feeling that comes from very deep within. He saw their need, looking upon them as vulnerable lost sheep lacking the guidance and protection of a shepherd. And he responded by teaching them many things. Now, in the verses that come between those two passages that comprise our gospel reading, we see that Jesus' compassion extended as far as feeding those 5,000 people. Then, having satisfied their need, he did dismiss the crowd. And then he climbed a mountain to pray. Now, our reading resumes with Jesus setting sail again, this time for Gennesaret. Here, his arrival ignited even more excitement, and people ran from all over the region, many bringing those who were ill. There must have been much pushing and shoving as people wanted to touch even the fringe of Jesus' cloak. These continuous demands must have been quite overwhelming. But even though Jesus' life was extremely pressured, it seems that rest and refreshment were very important to him. He instructed the disciples to rest, and he sought time himself to pray alone after dealing with the crowd. We often find it difficult to achieve that healthy balance between work, rest, and prayer. So why might that be? Well, maybe, perhaps we picture Jesus as a hard taskmaster who can never be satisfied and try to please him by working even harder. Well, that can't be right. Jesus is full of compassion. He cared deeply for his exhausted disciples as well as the crowd who came to see him. Perhaps we simply just can't say no. Indeed, Jesus didn't say no to the crowds. But Jesus acted because he recognized there was a genuine need. They were vulnerable. They needed someone to care for them. And when he dealt with that need, he then dismissed the crowd. He followed his Father's agenda rather than the beck and call of others. Perhaps we find that we just don't have time for prayer. Jesus had to take action to ensure prayer happened in his hectic life, walking to deserted places, climbing mountains, crossing lakes, praying at dawn and at night. And we too will need to do the same. We'll need to make positive, practical action. Jesus' plans for rest were interrupted in this passage, and occasionally ours will be too. But Luke reminds us that Jesus' usual pattern, despite the crowds, was to withdraw often to lonely places to pray. If space for prayer and rest is a regular part of our lives, then when we do face interruptions, we will be more equipped to handle them with Christ's compassion rather than the disciples' irritation. If Jesus took prayer seriously, relying on his Father for strength, wisdom, and compassion, how much more should we?
let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As we offer our prayers to God, please sit or kneel to pray. As the world continues to battle against the COVID-19 virus, we pray for all people to receive a fair share of the vaccines to protect them. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, today we pray for the church in Rwanda, its clergy and its people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for and give thanks to our National Health Service and all frontline workers. Give them the mental strength to continue their vital work for the community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our prayers and thanks go to all carers who make such a difference to the lives of others every day. May their tireless work be an example to us all, so that we too may think about the support we give to our families, friends, and neighbours. Lord, in your mercy. In our diocese, we pray for and thank all retired clergy and those with permission to officiate. We thank them for their invaluable support in the church worship in our parishes. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. At St. Mary's, as we cautiously look forward to a relaxing of the rules about worship, we pray for and thank our vicar, Matthew, our licensed lay minister, Lynn, the Reverend Rosemary, thank you, to Nick and his team who stream our services for those at home, and all others who officiate at our services. In the parish, we pray for the residents of Field End Green. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are weighed down with sickness of mind, body, or spirit. Our prayers are asked for Pat Hyde, Beryl Lavery, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Jeffrey Lidster, Don Townsley. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Moore. Place your healing hand on them, Lord, that they may know your love. Lord, in your mercy. In our Father's house there are many rooms. We pray for all who shelter there, those who have died recently, Joyce Riley, Edna Jackson, Dorothy Morris, and Muriel Stancliffe. And on the anniversary of their death, Alan Lee, Kenneth Taylor, and Harry Allen. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Keep us safe, O Lord, that we may come through this pandemic with a greater understanding that we are not an island in ourselves, but that we depend on so many other people to live the lives that we do. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Amen. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. On the night he gave himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks, gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Body of Christ, broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord God, whose Son is the true vine and the source of life, ever giving himself that the world may live, may we so receive within ourselves the power of his death and passion, that in his saving cup we may share his glory and be made perfect in his love. For he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding,
Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.